All right, joining us on KMZU, we have Coach Ryan Johnson of the Excelsior Springs boys basketball team, Class 4. How are you doing today, Coach?
Very good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course, and we appreciate you taking time out of your day to give us a few of your nominations and getting an interview with you. So why don't you start with the two players that you'd like to nominate this year?
Well, the two from Excelsior Springs are going to be Anthony Pritzel, who is a sophomore currently this season. He finished the season with 3.5 rebounds and averaging, near 5 points a game. He's a kid that started off the year just kind of working in as a substitute, like a sixth or seventh man, and then actually took over a starting position for us and even ended up getting some all-conference recognition in the MRVC West, which is always tough to do. He's a kid that's got a knack for the game of basketball. He has a very good anticipation with looking to get steals out of our defense. He actually set the school record this year for steals in a single game with 7 steals against Kansas City East. So we were pretty excited to get his name up on the board. And only a sophomore, so that's good for our program. The second kid that I'm going to nominate is Bodie Lovall. He's a kid that did a little bit of everything for us statistically. He was towards the top of our rebounding statistics. He actually led us in scoring, beating Anthony out by 2 points there. But he's a kid, a post player that, works hard and really, if he gets the ball in the post, he's tough to stop. It was just difficult for us this year to kind of get him the ball every once in a while. But he is another kid that's going to be looking to build off of our program anyway, building next year around him. So our two are Anthony Pritzel and Bodie Lovall, two players that deserve some recognition from the season.
And if we're talking about next year here, one's a sophomore, Anthony, and a junior, and Bodie. What do you look for in both of them and as your team moving forward and kind of putting you guys over the top for next year?
I mean, our program, most of our talent level this year was at the freshman and sophomore level. We had a JV team that went 15-7 and really could have won 18 or 19 games. Those young kids, every once in a while, they had an off night, which is typical, but... So definitely looking to build with that group, and Anthony is going to be a defensive leader in that group for the program moving forward. And then obviously Bodie Lovall, he's going to be a senior next year, and so he's going to have to step up and take a leadership role and really kind of guide those younger guys into some different roles for us. But both of those guys are going to be, I would assume, top of the list of our scoring categories on every night. And even though Anthony's an underclassman, both guys will be looking to be leaders as well. So I think if those guys can play, kind of build on what they did this year and play well next season, our program could make a jump. Yeah.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck next year. And I didn't get a chance this last year to cover any of the games that you guys did, but we're looking forward to hopefully getting you guys some exposure. And of course, we do our fifth quarter interview show next year. So anytime that you want to call in on Friday nights, we'd love to hear about your team.
Definitely, I look forward to it.
That was Coach Ryan Johnson of the Excelsior Springs Boys Tigers basketball team, joining us on KMZU for your basketball dream team interview. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.